The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Good morning, Sean.
So you have been reviewing the election and coming away with a number of points that you talked about yesterday after your party's Art Corla. Have you narrowed down where it went so wrong, you know, to one or two things that you think you can fix?
Well, yes, I think we have. Sean, after the election, we undertook a review right across the party structures, listening to our grassroots and, of course, listening to the electorate. So it was a very comprehensive review, a very honest review. We took the report and the recommendations yesterday and we're going to crack on and implement them. And very simply, what our grassroots and what the electorate have told us is that they don't believe that we were listening or hearing them correctly, that we weren't reflecting them in certain crucial issues, that we had lost a connection with them, we had lost a bit of trust with them, and now we need to get very, very active and to build that back. One of our, I suppose, our perhaps our key strength as an organisation has always been that we are a grassroots organisation, we're a working class party. We listen to people, we're always very in touch with people, and we reflect the reality of people's lives. And there was a sense that we had lost our way in that regard. So I've heard that loudly and clearly, and I'm absolutely determined to fix it, because I'm conscious that so many people rely on Sinn Féin to be their voice, to be their representatives. And I'm absolutely determined that where we have lost our way, that we get ourselves firmly back on track.
One of those that you came in for criticism for was immigration. And listening to your press conference yesterday, I got the sense that it's not going to be a mad hardening of the Sinn Féin position, but it is going to be a little bit of a harder position on immigration. Is that fair?
Well, look, we're Irish Republicans. We're, as you know our politics. We are of the left. We are anti-racist. We're anti-imperialist. We know for sure that you have to have a system that's humane, that's compassionate, that's in compliance with human rights standards. And that same system has to be fit for purpose, has to make sense, and has to enjoy public confidence. And at the moment, that's not the case. So what the grassroots have told us is that in communities where resources are really, really stretched and where communities and families are panicked and feel under pressure because they don't believe that resources can get stretched any further, they look at immigration and what they see is more pressure on those resources. Now, let me be clear. The responsibility for that lies at the feet of government, game, set and match, first and last. But communities want us to more vocally express those types of pressures that people are under. And they felt in some ways that we pulled our punches, that we didn't reflect that adequately, that we didn't take the government on sufficiently and put them under massive pressure to actually meet those resource requirements in those communities. So, yeah, that message came back to us clearly. Also, I should say, on the issue of the referendums that were fought, we clearly were out of step with where people were at. We made the crucial mistake, and we will never make this mistake again, of settling for second best. And the people saw better and called the government out on that, and they had expected us to do likewise. So those messages have been heard and received loudly and clearly. And the other thing that I should say is the need for us to be really, really clear in terms of the choice and the alternatives that we are going to offer at the next election. And I think those three things, you know, having people's backs, shouting people's concerns, really honestly reflecting people's experiences, concerns, anxieties on the ground. Never, ever, by the way, dog whistling to racism or to the right, ever, ever, but reflecting real lived experiences in the community on the one hand, being absolutely true to who we are and to our values. And then bringing that clarity, because the main thing is that whenever the next general election is called, is that people have a choice a choice that they understand to be made in terms of who leads the next government.
And one that perhaps is different was how much did this idea that Sinn Féin has become a party of the establishment, and maybe even through the referendums in that you were on the same side as the government in advocating for the vote, how much did that hurt Sinn Féin? The people, or a certain cohort of people, don't see you as change, but see you as just another party.
Well, look, there's no doubt for many that did blur lines, and it did not work to our advantage. And we've been told that very clearly. It's a strange thing, you know, Sean, as leader of the opposition, when I'm out and about, I can hear within minutes two different versions of, on the one hand, some people saying you're too adversarial. You know, it's too confrontational. And literally minutes later, you can meet somebody saying you're not hard enough. You're not. So there's always a balance to be struck. What we have to be guided by is getting things right and doing the right thing. And an opposition has to hold the government to account. You have to be robust in that. Sometimes people don't like that. And they think that it comes off as confrontational. But that's the democratic function in the end of the day of the opposition. But we also have to balance that very clearly with clear articulations of our positions, of our solutions, because I still believe, notwithstanding the fact that we've lost our footing and that we have to reset and we're in the process of doing that, I still believe that come the next general election, there is a vast cohort of people right across this state who want to have a choice, who want an alternative, and who want to see and hear and understand what this government for change led by Sinn Féin would do, how it would operate, and crucially, how we would be different. So yes, we need to accentuate that from here on in. But the key to all of it, and this is what we reflected on yesterday at our meeting, is listening all of the time, listening to our own activist base, listening to our own organisation, and also listening to the electorate. And if you're in tune with that, you're never going to go too far wrong.
How about your own leadership then? Because you said yesterday that some of the feedback to you was that party members said you need to be your own absolute and authentic self. Had you gone away a bit from being your authentic self?
Well, that's what I was told. So, I mean, I have to, you know, you take it on the chin, Sean. I mean, I suppose in fairness to me, I'm never a person who is touchy about criticism. I don't think I would have lasted in this role in this life if I were. So yeah, that's what people, that's what our activist base have told me, that they want to hear the authentic, full, throttled Mary Lou as Uachtaráin Sinn Féin, the kind of straightforward, plain-spoken person that I am. I hadn't a sense that had become blunted, but clearly the feedback to me is that it had. So I hear that, and I wish to lead in a positive and a front-footed way. I'm also a collaborative person, and I actually listen to advice and I listen to criticism, and then I try to correct things. So yes, that was said to me, but by my own colleagues.
So where do you think that came from? Because it's always hard to see ourselves change, isn't it? We're often the last people to notice any change in ourselves. So for you, looking back over the last few years, can you see a point maybe where you started thinking differently or acting differently without necessarily noticing it as it was happening?
Well, no is the answer. Although I am conscious that I had some time out. I don't know, did that affect things? I mean, I'm back now, thank God, and I'm in good form, and I'm very well again and all of that. But there's no doubt when you're out of the fray for a while, you know, that kind of, I suppose, changes you or maybe had an effect. But no, I can't put my finger on it. But look, that doesn't matter. An analysis of me is not going to be of great interest to the nation. The point is,
well, I'd actually disagree with you a little bit on that, just because, you know, you are this person who wants to be Taoiseach. You've obviously, like you said, you've been through a massive amount in the last year. And as someone who's in my own health troubles in the last year, I know how hard it is to come back from that. And there is a sense that I get from talking to your TDs that without a full throttle Mary Lou, Sinn Féin can't get back to the numbers it had in the polls in the last few years.
Well, look, and I'm glad that you're back, Sean, and I wish you nothing but the best. And you're right.
Thank you very much.
And I know when you go through your own stuff and then you're coming back, it is personally challenging. And I suppose it does take away a little bit of your edge, but I am back now, and we will. I found actually the review post election, it's been really, really useful, really helpful, because we've engaged now very extensively and very deeply, and mostly very, very honestly, with our own activists, with people beyond that. So it's back to full throttle. That's now the mission, as in from this moment.
Finally then, and you've been very good with your time this morning, just to look at the polls, and you know, you've been talking about change for 4 years. There's a new poll in the Sunday Mail this morning that 43% of people want to see a Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil-led coalition after the next election, and just 26% want to see a Sinn Féin-led coalition on the left. So I suppose a two-parter. How do you recapture that element of change that was there around the last election heading into the next one? And does there need to be some sort of a transfer pact, some sort of a coalition of the left in order to counter this increasing Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil sharing of votes that we're seeing?
Well, look, I don't think anybody would be surprised to see that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, you know, that duopoly, they're almost a single entity at this point. And they enjoy some support for their return. But, I mean, there's a significant, a majority proportion of the population don't support that route. So our job is to, as I said early, very, very clearly set out what the alternative and what the choice is, what it looks like and what it offers. And that was one of the issues raised in the course of our review. Much more clarity in clear deliverables, in clear policy terms across housing, across health, childcare, supports and options for carers, for people with disabilities, for our young people to have a future here. We need to bring clarity to those matters. And that will be our work now, Sean, over the coming weeks and months to set that out. And I think it's only then, when people have a real-time sense of what the choice and the alternative looks like, at that point then, I think we equip the electorate to then in real time start making a decision around who leads government. And I firmly believe that impulse for change that you referred to, that we've talked about over the last 4 years, I believe that's still there. We may have lost its spark, but we will reignite that. And we reignite it by listening, by being responsive, by being absolutely authentically who we are, and then being very, very clear in what it is that we are offering to people. So I'm going to take we've adopted the recommendations and all of the insights of the review that so many people participated in. We are taking that on board. We're resetting. And I think and I hope that people will notice a step change in how we present our offering now to the electorate, and also how we reflect honestly and honourably the experiences of people in the communities that we are so honoured to represent in the Dáil.
Uachtaráin Hinn Féin, Mary Lou McDonald, thanks a million for joining us in News Talk this morning.
My pleasure.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.